you ready for more? My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We're in a series called Focused. We're studying Colossians. Today we're in episode 8, Colossians 1, 21 through 23. I've called today's teachings Three Ways Your Life Should Be Impacted by Jesus. So Paul is writing to the church in Colossae, and here's what he writes. Now he's already prayed for them. He's set the stage of who Jesus is and why this knowledge of who Christ is critical. And now he says, and you, to the church, he's speaking to the church, and you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Three ways your life and mine should be impacted by Jesus. By the way, I love these verses. Tons of truth in them. Get your Bible out. Look at them. I'm a visual learner. I got to see it to hear it. So please do that if you have time today. And of course, you have time. We've got 24 hours in a day. We're only taking 5 minutes on these. I usually take 7. So you've got extra couple of minutes buffer here, right? Number one, you have been transformed from God's enemy and have become his friend. Oh, we talked about that yesterday. We talked about how his blood reconciled us, but get a load of this. You have been transformed from being God's enemy to becoming his friend. It says in verse 21, you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to. So Christ's death gives you the power to become holy. You are holy. You can be holy now. Before you couldn't. You tried. We all have that pattern. We try to do right and we fail and we say, oh, we're not holy. But really, we are positionally holy. God, Christ's death on the cross gave us this position of holiness. We have been made righteous. So even when we still sin, Christ's blood on us has given us the robe of righteousness. And so that is awesome. And that is how our, because of that, because we know who we are in Christ, that should change the way that we live and think. And so if you don't feel holy, or maybe you're not acting holy, know that you are holy. And as a result, that should drive you. And we're going to see again, as we move into the practical outplaying of doctrine, we're now in a doctrinal section about what Christ has done for us. We're going to move into chapter 2 and 3, really chapter 3, where we talk really about what it means, what it looks like to be holy as a Christian. And so that has to be an outflow of what Christ has done in us. So that's how Christ has impacted us. Christ's death gives us the confidence to approach God. Our holiness, again, is positional. We're separated from sin. And so he has given us the ability to approach his throne without reproach. And that is a gift. So are you praying? Are you approaching God's throne daily? Are you facing situations in your life that feel overwhelming, too heavy to bear? You don't know who to talk about. Maybe you're even in a lonely season. Well, listen, Christ's death on the cross, his preeminence and his sacrifice for you has allowed you to approach the Father so that you can talk about those things that you feel nobody's there for you to talk about. So I get emails from people all the time saying, man, I don't have anybody to do life with and to have community with. First of all, that is a tragedy. And know that this here, Morning Minutes, is a way to sort of create a bit of a virtual community. But know that even if you're on an island somewhere on your own with no one around you, you still have community with the Father through Christ and his death. Approach him with confidence. Number two, so you've been transformed first from God's enemy and have become his friend. Number two, you have been transformed into a new creation with power to persevere. And he says in verse 22, he's now reconciled you in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach. Now 23 says, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope. If indeed, he's really saying you have the ability to continue faith in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel. You see, God has transformed us through Christ into a new creation that has power to persevere. This is why, again, I love to talk about perseverance. You don't do it because you're strong. It's not like, oh, I ate my Wheaties today, I can persevere until heaven. No, all the forces of evil might be against you, but in Christ, and because of who he is, and because his power and authority over all that is, we have the ability to persevere. We have been given a new disposition that loves God, that hates sin, that wants obedience, and that is energized by the Holy Spirit. That disposition is in us, the DNA of Christ in us. Christ in us, we're going to see later in a few verses, the hope of glory. We have the ability to do those things that God has called us to do. He never calls us to do something that he's not given us the power to do. So we have been given the ability and the power to continue in the faith by grace, not by our abilities, not because we're talented, but by grace. How many times have I wanted to quit and God's grace has kept me in the fray doing the things that he's called me to do? And I hope he's doing the same for you. Thirdly, three ways your life should be impacted by Jesus. Number three, you have been transformed from hopeless to abiding closely. We can have a new sort of intimacy with Christ because of the gospel. I love that. He says, if indeed you continue in the faith, not shifting from the hope which you have received and proclaimed to all creation. All of these verses really are insinuating an ability to approach, to be close, and we have this intimacy because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. We have the same ability to draw near to Christ in hope as every other Christian does. You know, sometimes you can look at an example of Paul or Timothy, who, by the way, was his person that he was mentoring, and so many other biblical greats, you know, Abraham, you name them. I don't know who your model is, Peter, John. And sometimes you think, by the way, it could even be a New Testament, a new world now, like in our nation. You can look around and go, man, this Christian seems so close to God. If you're a woman, many women look at Beth Moore, man, she's so godly. And I don't know who your model of a Christian. There is no intimacy that they have achieved that you and I cannot achieve in Christ because of Christ. And that is a gift. So we have been transformed from being God's enemy to becoming his friend. We are a new creation with power to persevere and to overcome sin, and we have been transformed from hopeless to an intimate, close relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. God wants us to be intimate with him. Intimacy. I've been praying for more intimacy in my life with God. And by the way, if you pray that, expect some trials, expect some tension, but also expect a God who is faithful enough to draw you closer to him as you ask for that which his heart desires for you. So I pray that you're praying for more intimacy. I'm going to pray that God will give you a sense of his presence today. Know that I believe with all my heart that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and have yourself an awesome day. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Know that you are loved, and take care.